On today's episode of the Bolt Crew podcast, it took overtime, but the Chargers pulled off the win of the year. The defense stepped up when we needed them most, and most importantly, the Chargers improved to 9-4. We'll take your questions and comments, and we'll break it all down. It all starts right now on the Bolt Crew podcast.
Hey, yeah. Hey, it's the Bolt Crew, and we always win it. Go against us, I don't recommend it. Hey, it's the Bolt Crew, best up in the business. It's the Bolt Crew, repping for the city. Macking on and off the field like Khalil. They hate on us cause we keep it too real. I'm talking smack like Phil Rivers in the field. Oh, you mad again cause we kept it real?
Why you mad?
Hey, I'm talking smack, I feel like Uncle Dave. Hey, I bring the pain, I feel like Derwin James. I could run and gun, I feel like Urbo down the lane. I feel like LT the way I'm stiff-arming these lanes. We just wanna win, we just wanna win, yeah. We just wanna win, we just wanna win, ayy. Putting on for the city, putting on for the city. We just wanna win, we just wanna win, yeah.
Man, what a win. What a win, 22-19 in overtime. The Los Angeles Chargers, they knock off the Philadelphia Eagles. What an incredible win. So many things that we could say about the show, whether this team was able to pull it out or not. It was incredible what the Chargers did today. Again, I will say win of the year, guys. And, man, right when you thought we couldn't do anything right, the Chargers pull it together and they get this victory. I mean, I'm on cloud nine right now. And this is why we do shows right after the game ends, because we say a lot of things when games end, whether the team wins or loses. And we go, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But, man, on cloud nine tonight, I know that both of you guys are as well, the people in the chat, ready to sit there and talk Charger football. If you're driving home from SoFi Stadium and you got this podcast on, absolutely appreciate that. Please subscribe and like, because, man, we are here for the ride.
Dude, win of the year for sure. Like, that was unbelievable, man. There's times during that game where you're like, the Chargers are going to charge this, right? They're going to blow this game. They're not going to win. They're not going to pull it out. These are the defending champs. They don't make mistakes when they need a win. And they did. And the Chargers forced those mistakes, Mara. It wasn't like the Eagles were just making bad decisions, because they were on some of them, but most of them, the Chargers were causing turnovers. Like, I love our defense, man. The offense, we can talk about that in a second. Our defense is the best part of this team. The defense has so many guys that are playmakers, so many DBs. Like Cam Hart, the play at the end, let's just get to that for a second. The way he tipped that ball to Tony was unbelievable, man. What a play by Cam Hart. He had the interception before that. He was great. Tony Jefferson, 4 interceptions on the season. He seems to always make the interception when you need it most. I love our defense and the way they played. Thank God we won, because the team would have killed Odafe for going offsides in the neutral zone. But besides that, I love the defense. They were awesome tonight.
The defense won us this football game tonight. They were incredible. They overcame a lot. I was with you. The double O scared me a little bit with that penalty. I go, please tell me that's not something we're going to be ranting about after the game. But Tony Jefferson does it again. Like, this guy goes from getting cut on the roster, being put back on the roster, getting signed on, to making big play after big play after big play. Shout out to Ankh. Shout out to him for just pulling through. And God, Rocky falls. Rocky, sucka, you know what. And we're not past 10 minutes yet, so my bet on that one, fellas. But great game all around for the Chargers. And they're 9-4, and the playoff hopes are very much alive, Dave. And that's what gets me excited, all tense up downstairs.
So here's the deal. This game was really important when we talk about the playoff picture, right? Well, we're going to get into Phillip Rivers and the Colts and everything else. But the way this thing broke down, that if the Chargers would have lost this game, if I'm not mistaken, they would have fallen out of the playoff picture for the week, because head-to-head, the Colts beat the Chargers. They would have the same record. But here's the deal. The Chargers stay in it. This was not only an important win to stay where you are as you want to get into the postseason, but also when you look at the way things set up for the Colts possibly and whoever's behind you, it really bought you some space, okay? And we know the schedule is extremely tough for the Chargers. I'll be honest, guys, after knocking off the Eagles, and I know we only have one more home game to go, all of a sudden the schedule doesn't seem as tough, meaning we knocked off the defending world champs. We can beat anybody, all right? And if you're sitting in here looking at the Kansas City Chiefs, as we spoke about in the first show today, the Chiefs players, fan base, everyone, look, there's some mustard off that fastball right there. That team right there has to be hanging their heads a little bit. I know it's going to be a game inside the division, not to get away from tonight's win yet, but, man, I like our chances moving forward. This is one of those things you build on momentum-wise. This is one of those things where Jim Harbaugh says, who has it better than us? And you believe it. You go, nobody has it better than us. This is exactly the kind of win that is big. Primetime game. The Chargers step up in big primetime games. And at the same time, when they took the field and they're wearing those goddamn powder blue pants with the powder blue shirts, I'm like, we expect to beat the defending world champs wearing pajamas? I don't like the way we look at all. All of a sudden, man, we have been doing it with smoke and mirrors the entire year, no more than what we did tonight.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of the game then, because the first drive of the game was the best first drive we've had of any game so far. The Chargers run it down the field. We have Vidal. We have Hampton. He gets the touchdown on the reception, his first reception touchdown in the pros. And you're like, this is the offense that we need, Mario. If we run this offense, we're going straight to the Super Bowl. And then Greg Roman kind of moves away from it, man. We're using Matlock in the first drive. We're using extra blockers, getting Herbert some more time, being a little creative with the run. And then he kind of ditches it. I was really disappointed in Greg Roman tonight. I love that the Chargers won. Cameron Dicker is the freaking man. 5 field goals tonight. But for me, there's still some issues with the offense, especially with Greg Roman. No misdirection on the run, not having extra blockers in for the pass. I felt terrible for Justin Herbert getting knocked around because he didn't have enough time to throw. I was shocked that he ran the ball as much as he did. I said it many times. I did not think he was going to be running the football with the messed up left hand, and he did it because it was the right move for the team. He's tough as they come. He did everything they could. He didn't have his best game, but Greg Roman didn't really help him out that much either.
I don't think our receiving corps helped him out that much either. I mean, he just put in balls in play for Ladd tonight. That Ladd just couldn't bring it down and couldn't beat his man one-on-one or just couldn't fight for the football against Cooper DeJean. The balls on him to run the damn ball today was huge. You know, his ability to power through everything. And by the way, every time he's getting sacked by these Eagles players, they were punching the living snot out of that hand, out of that ball. They were making sure that he was remembering that his hands messed up. And honestly, good props to them.
Good for
I
them.
Would tell my team to do the same thing. I would do the exact same thing. I don't have any ill will towards it. But the fact that Herbert stepped through it all, the fact that Herbert kept going, and hey, he's still able to make plays, Dave, shows why he's a top 5 quarterback in this league and why when we have number 10, we will always be in any single game.
I agree. 100% agree. It's look, man, he won that game for us, right? I mean, those plays where he had to run, I mean, where, you know, he's doing the option and he's running for extra yardage and dude, without it, they have no chance. They aren't winning it. They just aren't, you know. I didn't like the fact that, you know, that Tony Jefferson took a shot at Josh at the end of the game. I didn't like that. If you guys saw the interview after the game, when he said, you know, Justin Herbert's different. I've never played with a quarterback with the toughness that he has. Dude, that's a direct shot at Josh on this show. I don't like it. In high school, I was there when Josh cut his cast off to go into the game to play with a broken hand in the playoffs. Tony was there. I guess he has a short memory, but if you want to go ahead and give the credit to Justin, that's fine. But on this show, we're loyal to Josh. So that being said, hey, East Lake Zone, for the people who are still in San Diego that followed this team, man, that was awesome. Tony Jefferson came up big. And look, we know it was deflection. Complete team defense in that situation because, as Josh mentioned, look, we had a chance to stop them. We jump off sides, and you're like, dude, anything but a touchdown. Because we're thinking there's no way they're going to hit this big field goal. Jake Elliott has a great leg. He's already missed one. But then you're going, we're going to give him an opportunity to win this game on a touchdown. And then they didn't let him in, man. They come up with the big interception, the big play when you need it most. And, man, I can't imagine what it's like in that Charger locker room right now. You know Jim Harbaugh is excited as can be. But, man, those players have to be on cloud nine. You mentioned, Mario, Justin Herbert getting punched at during the game. We all said we'd do the exact same thing. It's all fair when you're between the white lines. Look, Justin Herbert's in a situation where that hand took a beating, right? I mean, to the point where if Justin Herbert needs a surgery on every Tuesday for the rest of the year, I don't think it'll shock us. You got to fix that hand. But, man, I tell you what, I'm looking at the way things go and what other teams are going to try and do. They're all going to try and do the same damn thing. The one that scares me left on that schedule is what we've been saying for a while. It's the Texans. We got to keep Justin Herbert healthy for the playoffs because if you get to the playoffs without Justin Herbert, you're going, man, we definitely don't have a chance. But it's, again, it's the anything to win attitude that this football team has right now, and today they pulled it off.
How do they win, right? Because, Mario, you just said that the receivers were getting clamped. Like, they were not getting open at all. Our center single-handedly ruined the second drive of the game. Like, Bozeman, man, like, I don't even know what to say about Bradley Bozeman right now. I'm just trying to be happy because we won, but holy hell, man. Like, he kind of had a terrible game again. And Justin Herbert kind of just took it over by himself. Like those mesh runs that he was doing at the end, taking it around the edge, it seemed like he was calling that himself. He's like, Greg Roman's not going to help me. My receivers aren't going to help me. My center's not going to help me. I'm just going to take this over. And he did. Like, Justin Herbert was amazing. towards the end there. He led the team in rushing yards with 66. If I was to tell you, Mario, that Jalen Hurts would have 100 more passing yards than Justin Herbert, but Justin Herbert would have 58 more rushing yards than Jalen, you'd say you have that backwards. But that's what happened tonight. Jalen Hurts, those four interceptions, Chargers defense completely takes over. I'm so happy with the way the defense played, but like I said a second ago, I am still concerned with the offense. We do not have a clear-cut number one receiver. We really don't even have a receiver that can step up from a game-to-game basis and can get open. I mean, Ladd McConkey used to be that guy last season. This year, he's not really the same at getting open as much as he was. It also doesn't help that our offensive line is not blocking very well. But I do think this team can do damage, man, because the Chiefs are a very beatable team next week. I said going into this game, if you beat the Eagles, you can afford to maybe lose one of the Chiefs. You have to win at least one of the next two games. I fully expect the Chargers to go 2-0 and beat the Chiefs next week.
I did too. I have a lot of confidence going into that game. I do not have a lot of confidence in this time. Proved it more that Bradley Bozeman, if there's a stunt, that guy can't figure it out. I mean, that's like reading Japanese to him. I mean, he has no idea what's going on. That second drive, guys, where he basically ended it for the Chargers. I mean, I wanted to freak out. I wanted to punch a hole in the wall. My screw's banged up in my chair right now. If I lean a little too far to the left, I'm going down. I think that's because of watching him play and try to block. And again, trying to stay positive in this, but that looked really rough. Herbert being our leading rusher. I agree with you, Josh. Look, if you would have told me before this, Herbert's leading rusher and Saquon Barkley would have the game that he had against us, I would say Bolts lost. No way in hell. But instead, Dave, they overcame a lot tonight. I do think that goes to show the culture and what they're building and the type of team that Harbaugh puts out there every single Sunday.
No, absolutely right. You know, I think all of us at some point, and the people I'm sure in the chat felt the same way, they're going, what the hell is Greg Roman doing, right? A good part of the night, and I think we do it a lot, and maybe other teams do it with their offensive coordinators as well. You get frustrated with your OC. But there are things that you put yourself in position that just weren't working, right? Omarion Hampton, man, it was great to see him back. He hasn't played since week five against the Commanders. But good God, man, he had trouble holding the block. I mean, you know, there's a reason that he's there in those positions. And, man, was he exposed. It was really nice to see him on the field running the ball again. Didn't look like he was trying to hold back anything from an injury. But, man, when it came to doing his job as a full running back in this league, he struggled. And so I think going forward, the Chargers really need to look at what made them successful. And Josh has been saying it all year long. You got to take a receiver off the field and you got to put someone back there to save Justin Herbert. You just do. You have guys on the roster that you wonder a lot of times, what the hell is that guy even doing on the roster? But, man, this is a situation where you prove your worth. And you go, all right, Matlock, you're going to be in a lot more plays. You're going to be on the field a lot more because your one job is to protect number 10. You just have to. You can't go through the Chiefs, and I understand the Chiefs aren't what they were, but you can't let Chris Jones and Justin Herbert's season.
Yeah, I can't think of one good reason why you wouldn't have an extra blocker in to protect Justin Herbert and take a receiver out. If you're not going to have time to throw the ball, you don't need three receivers and a tight end out. That makes zero sense. People on TV are all thinking the same thing. Get QJ off the field. QJ was not relevant again today. Drops the first pass that's thrown to him, doesn't do anything the rest of the game, kind of gets a little bit of a phantom PI call at the end. I don't know if I'm an Eagles fan, I'm pretty pissed about that, but whatever, I'll take that. I feel like the refs were totally screwing the Chargers the entire game. But take him off the field, keep Keenan out there. We know he can get open. Ladd is the other best guy getting open. Keep Aronde out there if you want to, but take QJ off the field and keep an extra blocker in, because Justin Herbert is not going to last against the Chiefs, the Texans, the Broncos. We got terrible matchups against these hard defenses coming up. You need to protect the franchise, and he's going to get killed, man. You got to protect him. Greg Roman is not doing him any help. I mean, he's just not helping out his quarterback whatsoever, and they need to do a lot better job to keep him healthy, because if we don't have a healthy Justin Herbert, we have no chance.
At one point tonight, I really thought, I'm like, dude, if he gets one more hit, is he going to get hurt? Like, is this how it goes? And Dave, I wrote this down at halftime. I'm curious if you've kind of felt the same way. I felt like we could have given Hampton a lot more. Like, he had five touches at half. I think he ended, with 13, so he had eight in the second. But I really think we could have got him going just a little bit more on the ground. I thought we could, especially in that first half. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, he's successful. Look, the NFL clock is bizarre, right? I mean, anyone ever watches an NFL game, it is so crazy. It feels like the first quarter is like 7 minutes long. Like, what the hell? We're already in the second quarter. And then the third quarter always feels the same way. Like, it only seems like football becomes, you know, legitimate as far as multiple possessions and teams going back and forth is in the fourth quarter. That's when it drags out. That's why anybody in a relationship with someone who's not a football fan and you go, hey, can we leave? Hey, we only have 8 more minutes in the game. Well, come on, football fans. We know 8 minutes is like 50, you know, but if you start dating someone who's not a football fan, they don't understand. In the first quarter, 8 minutes seems like 3 minutes. All of a sudden, hey, it's over. So as far as possessions go, the Chargers didn't get a lot of possessions in the first quarter and the first half. And so I don't know the extent of Hampton's injury. Spoke about that in the first show today. If you missed it, like, I didn't know what they're trying to do, if they're going to try and protect him. They didn't. And Mario, you've been pushing, you know, what happens now that Najee's not gone? Has Vidal done enough to help in this two-back set that the Chargers had planned out during the summer? Yeah, he's done enough. And he was valuable. The one play of the day that made zero sense at all was the fade to Vidal, who's about 5'3". Oh. It made zero sense at all. And when you talk about Greg Roman and you go in, there are a couple things that were bizarre. Number one, Keenan Allen's missed your third down. But, dude, the Eagles did a great job on knowing what Keenan's going to do. The one time Keenan had success is when he broke towards the sideline and didn't go kind of sit in the middle of the field. They had two guys for him all the time. The most embarrassing play was, and Josh spoke about it because he was sitting next to me during the game, was when you had, it was QJ and it might have been Ladd. They're right next to each other, and they pulled the Three Stooges move. Was it Keenan? Yeah, Keenan and QJ. They're right next to each other. And the Eagles pulled the old Three Stooges move. They just threw those guys into each other, and they both fell down, leaving Herbert with nothing. Dude, you got to do a better job on the spacing. That's a Greg Roman deal. I mean, you got to make adjustments on how this works. It was frustrating to watch, thinking we didn't have a chance. And I'm going to ask you the question, because I think a lot of Charger fans are going to be really upset tomorrow morning when they turn on national coverage. I want to hear about their team. Is the talk that the Chargers won this game or the talk that the Eagles lost this game? Because, man, I'm never one of those guys that goes after broadcasters. I'm sorry, man, but Joe Buck and Troy Aikman acted like he thought Eagle fans were going to beat him up in the parking lot if he didn't say enough nice things about the Eagles. It was embarrassing. It was absolutely ridiculous that the Chargers couldn't get credit for what they were doing throughout the game. At no point were the Eagles ready to run away with that game, put a nail in the coffin. Yet the Chargers couldn't get any play. And look, we all know what it's like, too, when your kicker is going to kick and you're throwing the graphics up and you're talking about how successful. You're jinxing the guy. We don't like it. Fan bases don't like it. I don't care what team you root for. It's absolutely ridiculous. I thought ESPN, ABC should have been embarrassed tonight for how they handled that game, because that game wasn't down the middle, not even close, and it should be. Yet tomorrow morning when you wake up, 99.9% of the talk is going to be how the Eagles lost that game, not how the Chargers won that game.
Of course it's going to be, right? We always know it's going to be. Never giving the Chargers credit for any win. The Eagles had 90 more yards than the Chargers. Even though the Eagles had 90 more yards than the Chargers, the Eagles had 4 interceptions. I mean, if a team throws 4 interceptions, you should lose the game every single time. The problem was, Mario, the Chargers were not capitalizing on these turnovers, right? Because, I mean, I'm thinking of the Dante Jackson one, right? You get an interception and then you fumble it right back on the very next play. Like, well, that was for nothing. Thank God we have the best kicker, or him and Brandon Aubrey, 2 best kickers in the world. I don't even know what would happen if we don't have Cameron Dicker on this team. He saves our ass all the time. Yeah. But yeah, Greg Roman to me, man, he thrown under the prison, dude. Like the fade route to Vidal, and I understand he had a touchdown on that earlier in the year, but you have third down. You're going to throw a fade route to a 5'7" running back out of the, you know, going to the sideline. It was crazy. It was crazy. You have all these receivers. Go to Trey Harris. Go to anybody else. But you're going to throw a 5'7" guy a fade route with a safety on him. It was wild.
Yeah. Every time as offense corner, you want to put your players in the best situations to succeed. That was not putting him in the best situation to succeed at all. I mean, you're just kind of asking Vidal to get made fun of for his height for the next week. That's how I felt with that. But when it comes to if the Eagles lost this game or Chargers won this game, I think the argument should be the Chargers won because of how they reacted coming out of the half. When we were going into the end of the second quarter, I should say, the Eagles were dominating the time possession. They were dominating the run game, and they were the more physical team. In the second half, I felt like the Chargers took control of that. The Chargers ended up ruling the time of possession. The Chargers ended up being better in the red zone. We were 1-for-3. Eagles were 0-2. We ran almost, how many more plays than them did we run? I mean, we had 71 plays there, 66. We were better on third down than they were, and that was a big problem the Eagles had all year. But when it came down to it in the second half, the Chargers just showed up, and they took advantage of the weaknesses that the Eagles had. And we said it before the game, make Jalen Hurts play quarterback, and we did, and we took the damn ball away. And that is the reason why they won this game. Our QB was better, Dave, and we tried to make it a QB showdown in the end, and number 10 showed up, number 1 did not.
You're 100% right. And look, as I said before, we talk about Philadelphia and what they are and the talent they have on their roster. Josh said it, you know, Josh has known Jalen a long time, and this isn't inside information because Josh didn't get this from Jalen. Jalen looks miserable. I think anyone watching football right now will tell you he doesn't look like he's enjoying that team this season, anything about being quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. He looks like a guy that's miserable. If you can make Jalen uncomfortable, a guy who's been to 2 Super Bowls, won one, and has played extremely well in big games through his entire life, we could do the same thing to other quarterbacks down the road, meaning guys like C.J. Stroud, you know, whoever we face in the postseason. You can do it to Jalen. You can do it to almost anybody else. That being said, look, Philadelphia fans came to L.A., and whether it's guys who are already transplants here, I think a lot of them were people that got on airplanes. They took over L.A. I told you in the first show today that you see it all over Instagram, the green and the people dressed up and their Eagles jerseys, and you guys can't even decide on what color green your team is. Look, pick a color. Pick a shade, okay? Pick a shade, God dang it. But the people were at the game today. Curious to know if you're leaving SoFi Stadium. What was the breakdown? Because we got notices back, people saying it's 90-10. I've been to Philadelphia Eagles games against the Chargers in the past, and it did feel like 90-10. It doesn't matter. Anyone who wants to take a shot at Spanos, look, the money is green. But as a fan base that wants to see the Chargers fill it, always with Charger fans, my buddy who I see every day who's a Charger season ticket holder, he sold his seats for tonight's game because he made almost as much money tonight selling his 4 tickets as he did paying for the entire season to Eagles fans. But my favorite part is we take shots at Philadelphia the entire week and we're getting ready for this, and it feels good to be the king today. It feels good to be the king every single day. Is in LA, they're able to win. You didn't think you were going to come here on Monday night, national media game, fill up LA, walk around with your Eagles gear on and everything else. But when they showed those 3 girls in the front row from Los Angeles, smoking hot, and then they show those sad Eagle fans over there. That's right. I'm making it personal right now, Mar. I'm making you uncomfortable. I'm old. I can say things that people don't get away with the bad acne and the winter bush. Good luck to you. All right. Your team lost tonight. We get the hot chicks and we get the win. Hold the door. I'm leaving.
Chargers go to 3-0 in primetime games this year. Really great win by the Chargers, obviously. Every year, Mario, you play 2 different divisions. This year, the Chargers have the AFC South and the NFC East. This is only the 2nd win in those divisions. We've lost to the Giants. We've lost to the Commanders. We've lost to the Colts. We beat the Titans. We lost to the Jags. And then we beat the Eagles tonight. It was so essential that the Chargers took care of business to get to 9 wins on the season. We have tons of comments on the side here, Mario. I'm gonna start with this, okay?
No, let's get to it. I was just about to say that.
All right, Alexis Gaxola, $10, says, good games, mother effers. I like that.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Right. It was a good game.
Alana Moore, $5, says, what a close one. I'm just glad we are 9-4. I can sleep peacefully now.
All right, here's a real question right back to Alana and all of us. I was thinking the same thing. I went from stressing out to my heart rate's through the roof, like super excited. I feel like I could go to the park and dunk right now. Dude, I'm not falling asleep anytime soon. Like, I'm on cloud 9. There's no way I'm ready to fall asleep.
Yeah, try being on Central Time. It's going to be a tough one to fall asleep, man. You know?
Yeah.
Shout out to Elena. Luck. She's got an adorable child that's also a Bolts fan. Good luck, Charm.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. These are the best wins where, hey, it's hard to fall asleep. You don't get a lot of sleep because you're so excited you won. Not that one of those you don't get a lot of sleep because you're so pissed you lost. But when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you're going to think about is you won 22-19 in overtime. What was the line in Vegas, by the way?
2.5, right?
No. What was the total?
40.5.
Oh, 41.5.
41.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Always amazing.
Those guys. Those wise guys.
Alan, 199, says, wrong again, Mario. What are you wrong about, Mario?
Yeah, what did you do?
I had Eagles.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Shame on you. All right. Lou Silk, 499, says, great win. Defense gets the game ball. Seemed like the pain meds had Herbert off his game. A lot of terrible decisions. So Herbert did do a few things in the game that were frustrating. Holding onto the ball in the pocket and not throwing it out of bounds was frustrating. It was weird because last season we complained that Herbert threw the ball away too much and didn't take chances. Now he's like, F it. I'm just going to get my head knocked off and try to get a few yards here. There were a few times I thought he held onto the ball too long.
I feel like every quarterback this year is doing the F it button a little too much. Every time I watch a game, I'm like, why is this guy doing this? Why are they forcing it where someone's not open? But when it works, we praise him. When it doesn't work, we crap on him, Dave. And that's just how life goes.
No, that's the way it goes. Is it a toughness thing? You always hear guys, oh, he gets credit for staying in the pocket as long as he can. Dude, you can't afford to take the sacks, one. You can't afford to take the injuries. And as we saw tonight with Herbert, and Josh brought this up. I'm don't want to steal your thunder, Josh, but it's a great point. Man, forget trying to tip the ball, knock the ball down. Just hit his elbow. Just every guy on defense should be going for the elbow. We saw how it completely frustrated Herbert. Jalen had trouble with it too. But as a quarterback, if somebody hits your elbow, it's over. You have no chance. It leads to interceptions.
I think it's one of the worst things defenders do. They try to knock the ball down. If you just hit the elbow right here, like on Herbert, you literally cannot throw the ball. And that's what happened. Same thing happened to Jalen in tonight's game. Here we go. Young West, $5, says, what's going on with our receivers? Feels like they're dropping off the last couple of games. Bozeman, you are the luckiest millionaire. You should be homeless.
Jesus.
Good. Hey,
it's a holiday season.
Receivers haven't been getting open. It feels like last season, but at least last season we had Ladd to get open. It's hard to get open too when your quarterback has 2 seconds to throw the ball. It goes hand in hand. I mean, the receivers aren't getting open and then Justin Herbert's not throwing it because he doesn't have time. That's how I look at it. And Bozeman's also not going to be on the team next year. I'd be shocked if he's on the team.
And this, I know the Eagles are on a tough run right now, but this is a very good secondary. Like, I know I crapped on Ladd earlier for not getting that catch over Cooper. They are very good. It's hard to get open on these guys and make plays.
Yeah, incredible. The thing is, you look at the rest of that Eagles schedule as they showed it tonight, the Eagles are going to go into the postseason winning every game that, you know, for the remainder of the year. They're going to go back into the playoffs, and it's going to be brought up. The Eagles' last loss of the season came on December 8th in overtime against the Chargers. You're going to hear it over and over again, which is outstanding.
Good. I'll never get tired of it. 1998 Braden, $50. Wow, thank you. Says, Dave, I need you to say it with me. F those refs and let's effing go, Chargers. Big win.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I allowed to even cuss now? I'll just say F it.
Yeah, you okay? can. You can now.
Okay. Yeah, straight out. I cuss all the time. Fuck those refs. Fuck Troy Aikman and Joe Buck tonight. And fuck all the conspiracy theories. I'm sick and tired of it. All right. Here's the deal. Chargers win that game tonight, man. We're on cloud nine. I say it a million times. This is the win of the year. This is the reason we show up to give you guys three shows a week, because this is what we wait for. It's this emotion right here, the excitement factor of the Chargers winning a big game like tonight, that makes everything worth it.
Well said. Next one is from Washed Up the Rivers. 999 says, defense, Dicker, down with Philly. Yeah, dude, if you're giving away game balls, Mario, you're giving it to probably the entire defense, especially the DBs. And then Cameron Dicker, you had 5 field goals.
Dude, that pass rush, too. Let's not forget about that. I thought they did a great job tonight as well.
Look, I saw some people, including Angie, saying that tomorrow I'm wearing my Justin Herbert powder blue number 10 jersey to work tomorrow. Hey, go ahead and rock that jersey. And look, don't be afraid. I'm telling Charger fans right now to go ahead and buy that number 11 jersey. Okay, Cameron Dicker has done more than enough. I mean, we've seen a lot of games through the years I've watched Charger football to go, man, the kicker's killing us. All right? I mean, the kicker's hurt us over and over again. The fact this guy comes through the way he does, absolutely incredible. Don't be afraid to buy that number 11 jersey.
And let's think about taking that graphic off the TV every single time he kicks. You guys scared the living hell out of me. He's the most accurate kicker in the NFL. We know that. You said that for the last kick. All right? Troy, you got it.
Yeah.
Mikey two times, $4.99, says, cheers to a W with the worst offensive line I've ever seen in my life. A win next week and the Chiefs are eliminated. Nothing is going to make me happier, Mikey, than when the Chargers put the Chiefs out of their misery next week. I'm so looking forward to it.
I don't want to compare people of our listeners, but Mikey two times is up there with one of the best names.
It is a great name.
That's fantastic.
We got Blake 21, Blake T 21, 11-11, says Herbert willed this offense to the last 2 field goals while down 3 in stiff arming. Dicker is the greatest kicker of all time, hence the donation amount. And this defense is a turnover machine. Well said.
Yes. Well said is right.
Did it feel to you guys at the end that Justin Herbert is kind of just taking the game plan into his own hands? Like, I don't trust you, Greg. I'm going to call this for myself. I see it. Zach Bond is rushing down the line. I mean, before that, in the third quarter, Mario, we were telegraphing every single run. Like, the whole Eagles defense is like, they're running left. They're running right. No misdirection whatsoever. And Herbert saw that. He said, I'm going to tuck it and run. He did it twice in a row in the fourth quarter. It was amazing.
Like you said, like the whole discussion in this was, will we even see him do this? Will that even be a factor tonight? And for him to go, yeah, it's do or die for us, and I'm down to die, is absolutely huge for this team.
The Eagles' game plan to me looked like they expected him not to run.
Yeah.
They did not think he was going to run.
Wouldn't you?
And I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah, I would have.
Did that sound how it looked like to you, Dave?
Yeah, 100%. I would have said, this guy's not running. Only a fool would run after having surgery. He probably shouldn't be playing. I mean, what kind of maniac runs after having hand surgery?
And again, like, if I'm Vic Fangio and I go, yeah, if you're going to tell me that he's to be our leading rusher, I'm going to go, we won. We dominated them up front.
Yeah,
100%. The Eagles had 7 sacks tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Chargers had 1.
Dude, I tell you what, you know, you watch guys on other teams and you go, man, that's pretty amazing. You know, like, there's certain guys, obviously, they didn't have Carter tonight. So what? I don't think they needed Carter tonight. But there's certain guys that step up and you're like, man, I wish that guy was on my team. Dean for the Eagles is insane, right? He missed a few sacks, but he's insane. DeJean is ridiculous, right? I think we all wish DeJean was on our team. I said to Josh, when was he picked and how did we miss? And we really didn't miss. That draft, we grabbed Alt and we grabbed Ladd before DeJean was taken. But, man, you sit there and you go, how do the Eagles get these guys? They do a great job of grabbing these dudes. They have guys that you admire, but at the same time, I wonder about Philadelphia fans going, I wish that guy was on my team. Who on the Chargers are they saying do they wish on the team? I guarantee we have guys also that they wish were wearing Eagles uniforms too.
I'll tell you right now, it's Justin Herbert. You watch your quarterback throw 4 interceptions. You're saying, well, I wish we had Justin Herbert, right? That's easy. Cameron Dicker also. I mean, Elliott's fine, but he missed the field goal. It was a difference in the game.
Using the excuse it was in Chicago, and that's why he struggled. My ass.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
$4.99 from AK. It says, Eagles fans, take your ass back home. Next time, get permission from Chargers fans before you show up. Championship defense, we need a little bit of offense.
Well, he's right. He's
talk
right.
Talk to trash, AK.
That might be AK's best comment he's ever written.
Yeah,
I mean, you're right.
Hope you choke on a cheesesteak. Couple minutes to give the Heimlich. And cut those nails. Damn it.
And know how to say water.
Yeah. 1998, Braden, $20. I'll do this just for you, Braden. He says, I know you see this, boys. Come on, give me a big fuck those refs. Let's go Chargers. There you go. Are you happy, Braden?
Maybe go, Braden. 1998, great year, Braden.
Cameron T, 25-25, $4.99, says, on that interception double fumble, I had a flashback to the 2006 divisional round game versus the Patriots. Let's put the final nail in the coffin on Sunday for KC. Dude, I did too. I mean, good Lord. Deshaun Hand, he gets the interception. Incredible pick, right? He even sees the guys coming. He puts 2 hands on it and still fumbles.
Yeah.
God bless him.
God dang. His last name's Hand. Hold on to the ball.
God, you beat me to it. Gosh darn it. I was like forming that.
Don Solo, $4.99, says that neutral zone infraction call on OA was BS. The center on the Eagles flinched. Shouldn't that have been a penalty? Dave was pissed. I was right next to Dave watching the game.
Yes. 100%. I was pissed at that. I was pissed at we got a guy smoked helmet to helmet on a kickoff. They didn't act like nothing happened. What the hell's going on here? I thought that's exactly what the NFL is trying to stay away from. You know?
And talking about special teams defense, like on punts and kicks, can we tackle it all or is that just out the window? We're just praying that we're going to tackle somebody? I mean, for God's sakes, they get 30 yards every time, Mario.
I also thought there was a couple, yeah, that's obviously brutal. I'm like, come on, we have one job. A good amount of holding calls missed, by the way.
A lot. The one on Mac by Mailata was huge.
Oh, there's a couple ones on Thule where I'm like, geez, what are we watching here?
Dude, your boy Darius Davis might, his days might be coming to an end, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sick of him. I'm there. It's okay. We'll find a new king.
Dude, I gotta interrupt you real quick. I get the funniest picture from my college roommate is from Philadelphia Eagles fan. Just sent me a picture of him and his dad on national TV. They took a picture. His dad's sitting there, looks like he's crying. Probably the last Eagles game he's ever gonna see. And then my buddy's just beat red in sadness. It's the best picture I've ever seen. I should make it a Christmas card and send it right back to him this week. It's awesome. Hope every Eagles fan's miserable right now.
Yeah, every single one of them.
Yep.
Here we go. Steven Shoemaker said $2 says, get Tony on the show immediately. God damn it. I've been trying to get Tony on the show, okay? I went to high school with Tony. I've said this many times. Maybe Tony doesn't like me. I don't know what to say about this. I don't think I've done anything towards Tony.
Yeah.
I know. Dude,
we've known him since Little League.
I've known him since Little League. We're on the
same. Couldn't hit. All right, Tony. You couldn't hit.
I relax with this. Yeah, I don't know if that's running back. 2 years older than me. It doesn't matter.
A little pissed.
Cool. Tony was my high school teammate. Jalen was my college teammate. He picked off Jalen, excuse me, at the end. It was very emotional for me. Okay. Tony's awesome, though. Love Tony. All right. Good Doggo 199 says, would be a huge mistake to keep Roman next year. If they keep Roman next year, Mario, we might have to end the show, right? Might be the end of us.
I thought it's crazy when poor Eggman was praising him today. I caught the first half announcing, couldn't catch the second half, but like that was insane to me.
That's
I love loyalty. What he's been doing.
It's his loyalty.
What do you love about it? Is what they should ask. What do you love about it?
Yeah, seriously, it's his loyalty. Too much effing around in the booth, by the way. I don't pay attention to it when the Chargers aren't playing, but way too much effing around, especially in the fourth quarter. The go-to should be cut the jokes, Joe. All right, you're going to sit there and run that crap. Quarters 1, 2, 3, fine. This is ABC, it's entertainment, Disney, the whole deal. Fourth quarter, dude, every fan base who's sitting there watching, whether it's Eagles or Chargers, are like, dude, all we care about is what's next, all right? We need to know how we're going to be effective, how we're going to stop it. You and the jokes. Cool it. What are we doing here?
None of them are funny. They're not even good jokes. Why don't we put a clown up in the booth and face paint if we're going to grab ass the whole time? Right?
Taking the trash can right now. I can't believe I got fired for this guy. Jesus.
1998 Braden, $20 says, boys, I got work early as hell in the morning. Give me a goddamn hell yeah. Go ahead, Mario.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Big ass goddamn hell yeah, Braden.
Mike G, $5 says, we need a true wide receiver one. Herbert needs that guy he can throw to when he's in trouble and know he's going to catch it. Ladd is not that guy. Is that how you guys see it?
No. I think he had a really tough, like I said, this was a tough matchup for our receiving core. This is not a weak secondary. This is a very strong secondary, Dave.
Okay, here's the deal. Ladd's not a number one. All right. Ladd could be a solid number two. I don't think he's a one. I don't. At the same time, do you need a number one? I mean, when the Patriots had Randy Moss, they didn't win a Super Bowl. They're able to do it with all the other guys that they had. They didn't win with Randy. I know they went undefeated the whole year, and then they fell to the Giants in the Super Bowl. They didn't win that year. I don't know if you need that guy. I mean, would you like to see the Chargers go out and spend some of that free agency money on Pickens?
It's a lot of money.
I mean, we got other holes we won't got to fix.
I don't want Pickens after what he did the other day. That pissed me off.
Yeah, he can stay in Dallas. Cool.
Well, he's a free agent. Probably won't stay in Dallas. They can't afford him.
If they got Pickens, I wouldn't be too upset, but he's kind of
there's a good chance he's a Raider. I mean, the Raiders have a ton of money and need receivers too.
He acts like a Raider. Go over the
he does.
Good point. He'd be out of there in a year.
Yeah, put George Pickens in Vegas. That's going to be great. AK 199. Thank you, Mario, picking the Eagles like the Steelers. Laugh out loud.
That's what I'm here for. Play your role.
Dude, fine. Mario, you can pick against the Chargers the rest of the year. I give a rat's ass if it works. I'm the most superstitious guy on the planet. Who cares?
Sons of Cleat, $10 says, are the wide receivers not able to get open or the routes absolute dog poo? When we got an all 22 shot there, wide receivers on top of each other, I don't know. I put it more on Roman than the playmakers.
I do. I put it on Roman. Roman's not going anywhere, guys, unless they don't make the playoffs. Jim's not firing Roman. He's just not. He's loyal to that guy. They put their campers next to each other in the parking lot at the beach. I mean, the crazy, crazy relationship.
Justin Herbert has to hate Greg Roman, right? Yeah. Doesn't he have such a big say in what happens?
God dang, Jim Harbaugh needs an Uno partner. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I think it's, to answer your question, I think it's more Greg Roman than anybody else, honestly. Kelvin Gaddis, $50, says, thank you, boys, for hosting a show late night on a Monday. Glad you couldn't hear me screaming at the TV tonight, but even more glad we won this game on a turnover. I hope we fire Roman next year. Roman didn't deserve this win tonight. Herbert did. Well said. And we love doing this show. Like, this is one of the best parts of my week.
Dude, this was worth it. I mean, this is 100% great. Doing this show is awesome.
So fun. I never complain about it. It's my favorite part of the week every time.
Love you guys.
Blaze, $49.99. Thank you, Blaze. Blaze. Herbert and Dicker are effing dogs.
Dude.
They are.
The only guys that showed up on the offense tonight. Dude, Vidal. Awesome. Vidal and Hampton, I like the way they play too.
Dude, I'm going to say this again. Again, we love doing the show. The one show we're going to do this week that's not going to be immediately after game is going to be the Texan show, okay? The game after the Texans. And the reason I say that, Josh and I are going to the game. We'd love to have Mario there with us. When it's a holiday season, it's going to be tough for him to come from the Midwest just for this game. Look, if you're going to that game, we got to find a way to meet up with some of the people that have supported this show. So we're going to be there screaming our heads off. We're going to be there rooting for the Chargers like crazy. It's our chance. And one of the reasons we don't go to a lot of games is because we want to do the show right after the game. But we're going to that game. That's going to be a big game. I expect that game to be flexed out to be the Sunday night game. And that would be awesome. But if you're going to that game, let us know you're going to that game and where you're going to be. We want to meet some of you.
Yeah, and we're taking shots. So whoever has shots.
Somebody bring fine shots.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want Dave to be able to speak after it. I want Josh cross-eyed.
Now, you see that above you, right, whenever they show SoFi, Mario? You see that big thing of water there?
Yeah.
Okay, dude, the goal is not to fall in the water. I mean, dude,
the goal is to fall in the water.
It's not just for, hey, there's only 2 feet of water. That thing's deep, okay?
If you guys fell into the water,
and the bridge is so
goddamn
narrow, I would
be the happiest guy on the planet.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, Mario, right? Okay, the Super Bowl's there, I think, next year, right? It's in San Francisco this year, SoFi the following year. Chargers win that goddamn Super Bowl, and I'm there. I'm jumping in the goddamn water, all right? I'm in.
Brian Plant, $20 says, might have woke the neighbors screaming after that pick. Dude, you joined all of us, Brian. Like, yeah. I was watching the game with Dave. I harassed Dave. Like, I'm sorry if I hurt you. I hit him so freaking hard. I just couldn't believe it. Because, dude, let's go back to that last play. If you're Jalen, like, dude, why would you try to squeeze it into a window, right? You got the three points. Why take a chance there? I don't know. Especially when you have three interceptions, the defense is owning you all night. I'm taking the 3 points and I'm playing it safe.
Josh, sorry, I didn't mean to change subject right there. Josh, do you know where we're sitting for that Texans game as people are putting it on the side here where they're sitting? Because I'm not walking all over the goddamn stadium. Just going to let you guys know that. Okay. But I kind of want to see the game.
Section 201.
We're section 201?
Yes, sir.
You know what row, what seat? Is that too hard to ask?
I could find it. Give me a second, though. I got to do these comments real quick.
Okay, sorry.
I love how you asked it. Like, as we're doing,
dude, I want to meet guys, but I'm not running for mayor either. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we'll be there early. Thursday. We can drink in the parking lot.
I don't want to, no offense to anybody, but like, who wants to talk to somebody during the game? Let's talk to people before the game.
Yeah.
We'll go to the Thunder Alley.
Yeah. Thunder Alley. We'll sit there.
Yeah. We're easy to find. Dave's about 5'7". I'm about 5'9".
Yeah.
I wear size 4 shoe. Yeah. No. 5'7". Yeah. Vidal. Jesus.
Yeah. Playmaker 10 $199 says Herbert is exactly who he thinks he is, a tough son of a bitch. He is. I mean, the Chargers have the two toughest quarterbacks, like two of the toughest quarterbacks of all time with Rivers and Herbert. Love it. And we'll talk about Rivers at the end of the show because I really want to talk about it. Jordan Erbacher, $19.99. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. Cody Worth, $4.99 says 1A, our secondary, 1B, Dicker. Two, Herbert's legs and toughness. Yeah. I mean, those are the three big keys to the game today. The secondary was awesome. Turnover machine. Dicker. If it wasn't for Brandon Aubrey, Dicker would be getting more credit than he does, right? Aubrey's hitting 65-yard field goals every week, taking Cameron Dicker's thunder. And then Herbert, tough as hell.
All right, hold on, Mario, real quick. Josh, why don't you drop the line you dropped when Dicker hit the last one? What did you say
Cameron
about
Dicker? Yeah, I said Cameron Dicker fucks with the lights on.
Yeah, he does.
It is what it is.
Look at that gap between those teeth.
I think that might be the greatest compliment you could give an athlete. Right?
Massive compliment. Yeah. Term of endearment.
I never understood the lights off, to be honest.
People don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, No, we can get into it. That's a summer topic. I'm sorry, I'm half asleep. When I said that, I was like, I don't know where I was going with that. Anyways.
1998 Braden, $15 says, fuck yeah, Dave. There you are. I love you guys. Appreciate every single one of these videos and all your time into this pod. Appreciate it, Braden. Thank you.
I appreciate that. That's awesome. Yeah, I love the fact it feels like we're part of this community. It's really cool. And they're playing great. This might sound ridiculous, but we've all seen the videos where teams give out the game balls at the end, you know, and the players are standing around and the coach is sitting there talking. Sean McVay of the Rams does a great job. Jim Harbaugh does a great job. Jim Harbaugh, because they do the "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow," which is funny as hell to me that he sings that song. That's from what, 1932. And then he's singing it to a bunch of kids that are 22 years old. And they're like, did he just make this song up? They have no idea that song's like 100 years old. But they sing that corny song. "Who Has It Better Than Us" is awesome. The two locker rooms I could tell you that I wish I was in just to feel part of it. The Dodgers won in the World Series in Toronto and tonight's game. I wish I was in that Charger locker room tonight, just sitting there straight out wearing jeans and shirt off, just being part of it. You know, I just wanted to know what it's like. You don't got to give me a game ball. I just want to be there congratulating. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Man, I wish I was in the locker room. I Eat Glue Sticks 499 says, run game looked amazing. Excited to see Hampton and Vidal together more. Dante Jackson, I love you. Bozeman is a terrorist. Herbert, enjoy two beers tonight.
Yeah.
Dude, get him two, like, pain meds, too.
Who do Charger fans hate more, Greg Roman or Bozeman? It has to be Bozeman at this point, right?
Bozeman.
Because they won. It's Bozeman. Tonight it's Bozeman. I feel bad for the guy, man. I wish he could play.
I don't. He can't. I'm feeling bad for him.
Dude, but it's affecting us. Like, his bad play affects us. Affects my mood. You know? I mean, it's funny. We look across the way, Landon Dickerson from Philadelphia. Landon Dickerson's story is one of those where he never should have even, like, been a starter at Alabama. They won a national championship in 2020, beat Ohio State. Do you remember that? He was all banged up, and they put him on the field at the end, and he, like, carries Saban, like, off the field and the whole deal. No one thought he was going to make it in the NFL. Now he's going to make it in the NFL, dude. He's one of the best at his position. But he was banged up, too. And you're going, Landon Dickerson could figure it out. Like, Bozeman was a stud. I imagine he was a five-star player coming out of high school. Am I right on that, Josh? Like, he was a stud football player that in the NFL just gets eaten alive every game.
All right, that's going to be the last time you put me on the spot this show, okay?
I don't doubt it.
Two times.
I'll do it again.
All right, I like this comment right here. It's from Vincent Jenner, $10, says, Hanley with the play of the game, tackling Tony after the pick. Yeah, I mean, just get down right in that situation. Game's over. After this show, look up Tony Jefferson high school running back highlights. I understand why he wanted to run the ball. He's freaking awesome with the ball.
You're going
to
freak out. Crazy good.
Yeah, so good. Jose Anguino, $5, says, 3rd and 3, run the freaking ball. Roman was horrible. Yeah, I mean, they ran the ball 38 times. Justin Herbert did it 10 times. I feel like they should have ran it a little bit more, too. Hampton was looking good. He was fine. And then Vidal looked really good at the beginning as well. I don't think they should have ditched the run as much as they did, but they did run it 38 times in total.
Does Najee Harris ever...
The first half, they could have done better.
Does Najee Harris ever wear a Charger uniform again?
No.
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 That ship sailed.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That the Eagles didn't do one tush push tonight.
They lined up for it, and they threw the ball out to Barkley on the side. Remember, they lined up for it.
Yeah, but they never ran it.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I was really hoping they wouldn't. I just didn't want it. And not that I was afraid of them getting the first down. I was kind of worried about the injury thing. You know, I just like, dude, I hope not. And Khalil Mack was so close to having just a huge game, too. Dude, he's held all over the place. Does Khalil Mack get any respect at all for being a future Hall of Famer? I mean, dude, you understand who number 52 is. Like, if you're the referee, don't you get any clout at all? How many times was he held tonight? They called it like one time. All the time he was getting held. It's right in front of your face.
He had a hell of a game, man. He was all over the place. Mr. Reservation 499 says, did you see that stare down during the coin flip? I wanted Herbert to slap him with his bad hand. Bolt up. My week is complete till Sunday. I missed it. I didn't see it. Me and Dave were mesmerized by the referee reading the rules in overtime. Like, how often does this guy practice this? There's nothing to read off of.
You can never get to it. And then all of a sudden, he gets to get to it on camera, national televised audience, in front of 75,000 people in the stadium, and you got to throw that thing out there? How often are you practicing that? And if you're married to that guy, his poor wife, guy's in the bathroom reciting that crap. Stop with the overtime rules already. Jesus.
God damn it, Jim. We got to go.
That's like when TSA actually has to do something. Like, shit. What do we have to do?
Jose Garibe, $4.99. When will the Chargers get our respect in LA? No one ever gives us credit or the time of day in the media. I'll tell you the easy answer right there. It's going to be winning the Super Bowl. Chargers will never get respect from the national media or in Los Angeles until they win the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's absolutely right. I mean, dude, no offense to any of the other teams out there, man. LA expects winners because they're spoiled. Dodgers win a lot. Lakers win. Even the BS soccer teams that I don't follow, they win. The Rams already won one, I think, in 2021, right? The Kings have won in the last 10 years. Dude, you got to win championships. That's what it's about. Until you get that parade, man, that's the way it's going to go. The one thing is breaking down the fan base in Los Angeles is the young guys, the young people like the Chargers, the older people are Rams fans. So, man, if you can win with the younger group, and you're going to build on that fan base like you wouldn't believe. Again, right now, Dean doesn't give a rat's ass. The money is green. All right? He'll be fine.
AK199 says, fan appreciation night. I'm crying for my uncle.
Oh.
Talking to you, Dave. Your uncle.
I'm crying for me.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know how you became Uncle Dave. I still don't know. How
I don't
happened,
either.
I was so confused by that comment. I thought it was Uncle.
I think you got confused on the beer thing, the two beers. You understand one of them was Madison Beer, right? And that play on words.
Oh, wow. Did that go over my head?
Yeah, I thought you missed that one. Yeah.
Yeah, big swing and a miss. Fastball down the middle. Jesus Christ. It's pretty good. That's really good, actually. I'm really mad I missed that. Damn it.
Bill Willow, $5, says, if the Chargers win two more games, do they rest Herbert? What do you think, Mario?
Three more. I think you go three, you probably solidify yourself as a locked-in spot. Broncos probably at that point have the AFC West locked up. You can rest guys then.
Yeah, dang. Last game of the year is against the Broncos. That one concerns me. I'm concerned about every game with an injury with him. I'm not a big fan of resting guys. You know, I always think back to the Peyton Manning days where they'd rest and then the Colts would S the bed in the playoffs. I don't know. I'm kind of like, let's keep a good thing going.
Games and Gains, $4.99, says, I hit on my prize picks this game and we won. So I thought I'd share the love with the rest of the Bolt chat out there. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Really? Because you only won $4.99? Because it didn't seem like you won.
I was waiting for that.
Eddie Olvera, $9.99, says, love the pod, guys. Been watching for 2 years now. Favorite part of my week. Did Harbaugh prove he can win big games against playoff teams after this win? What do you think, Mario?
Hell yeah. You just beat a coach that went to two Super Bowls, won one of them. You beat the reigning defending champions when it looked like you shouldn't have won this game at all. This was a big win for Harbaugh. It was we beat someone that's not the Denver Broncos. I think it was huge for this culture.
Yeah, it was big. By the way, I'm going to sit there and defend Josh again on this for the second time during this show. Look, all you guys want to say Josh reminds you of Nick Sirianni. Dude, I'm telling you right now, Josh is a good-looking guy. I'm not just saying that because he's my kid. Nick Sirianni looks like he constantly has peanut butter on the roof of his mouth. Okay? He's not the same. There's something wrong, okay? There's something wrong on Nick Sirianni. And to compare him to Josh, I think it's completely unfair.
It's a little hurtful, honestly.
Yeah, I think
it's a little
bit
hurtful.
You're a lot better looking than Nick.
I appreciate that, man. He looks chronically tired all the time, too. Like, I don't like
He looks that. Like he's not going to age well. I think you'll age well. He's not aging well. He looks really, like you said, tired and stressed.
He looks like a guy who couldn't balance a checkbook and just throw it across the room. You know, he looks like something's off. I'm not sold on Nick Sirianni.
He looks like a guy you can't give whiskey to, and you just like, if you just stick him the wine, he's not a problem.
Miguel Alvarez, $4.99, says, dude, that win was so needed for my mental health. I thought we were going to charger it. I did too, honestly.
You know what? If they did charger it, we would have just said, this is what we expected. We all would have been really pissed, but not shocked, right? Just they put us through this for years. I've been following this goddamn team since 1979. This is what they do. That's why it's great to win these games. This is why you bring Harbaugh in, for the culture not to do this. This is what
was this
do.
The best win under Harbaugh? I think it was. Right?
Yeah.
Monday Night Football against the champs.
I think you're right. This is the best win. This is the best
win. You beat both the two teams in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good point.
Good call out. FA.
Wait, Josh, you had a stat you didn't bring up in the first show. You said you're going to bring up. What's the Chargers' record inside the NFC East?
I did. I mentioned it quickly, but the record inside the NFC now is 1-2, and we are 1-2 also in the AFC South.
I mean, thank goodness they knocked off the Eagles, because here's the deal. You lost to the goddamn Giants and the Commanders. We would have said going into Dallas, we have no chance inside this division. This was a big win. I mean, you got to go 2-2 inside that division.
You have to. You have to beat the Cowboys. You got to win.
It would be very funny to lose the Giants, Commanders, we beat the Cowboys and Eagles.
Embarrassing. Goddamn embarrassing.
That's the Chargers thing right there.
Yeah.
F.A. gives $1. Appreciate that. Alexis Gaxiola, $10, says, hilarious when the blonde broadcast woman chased Herbert for an interview. He shrugged her off and said, I'm trying to celebrate with my teammates. The lady grabbed him, and he was forced to do it.
You know what I loved about that? She was on the other side of the field, thinks she's about to interview an Eagle. You know? And she had to shake her ass all the way across to get to a Charger. You know, you chose poorly, as they said in Raiders of the Lost Ark, part 3.
There's three?
I think there's more than three. But you remember the one where he drinks out of the cup, and then the person ages, and then the guy ages and he dies, and the old man goes, man, he chose poorly. That's what that girl did. She chose poorly. Should have faith in Justin.
Should have. Jay Guzman, 499, says, would go to the Texans game, but I'm 5'4". No way. I go to get roasted by Roy Raging Dave. Digger goes full American Psycho when he gets it. Dave is my dad, but he's actually like an extremely nice guy, and he would never roast you, to be honest.
Dude, 100% I would not. Dude, you can hang with me the whole night, dude. I'll tell you what, nothing bad's going to happen to you. I guarantee you. No one's going to touch you. I'll protect you. Yeah. People think I'm the biggest ass on the planet. I'm not. I'm really a nice guy.
Because your Twitter account.
Yeah, that's true. Bad guy. I'm not nice there.
Michael Lawrence, $4.99. Appreciate it, Michael. That was the most paid comments or whatever that we've ever had in the show. That was,
is that right?
That was cool. Yeah.
We love you guys.
The movie was called Last Crusade. It wasn't Indiana or Raiders of the Lost Ark 3. It's The Last Crusade. That's it.
All right. Real quick, dude, because this is a big story. Phillip Rivers, rumored to be working out for the Colts. I think it's going to happen because Ian Rappaport said it's going to happen. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Like, that to me blew my mind. I think all of us on the show, when we saw that Rivers might come out of retirement, I was shocked. What do you guys think?
I couldn't believe it. I'm worried Dave's going to take one hit and get hurt.
All right. Here's the deal. I really want him to make the team. Like, here's the deal. I know we're fighting for the Colts for that playoff spot. I really want him to make the team. The last time he was quarterback of the Colts, and people's memories is horrible because they think he had a bad year and he retired. Dude, he led the Colts to the playoffs. Actually, they almost beat the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo in that playoff game. I'm a huge Rivers fan. All three of us are big Rivers fans. I root for that guy no matter what he does. All right. If he wants to have 80 kids, I'll root for him for all 80 kids. He's a really good dude. We were lucky to have him. Unfortunately, the organization couldn't win when he was here. But if whatever team he wears a uniform for outside of the Chiefs, I'm rooting for that guy. And I hope if he goes to the Colts, he makes the team tomorrow in his tryout. I don't know what he's going to look like. Every NFL quarterback outside of Drew Brees who can't raise his right arm thinks they could still play today. I remember Joe Theismann when I was with him at Super Bowl 50 at the hotel room next to me. He was almost like 65 years old. He told me I could start tomorrow and win games. Dude, what? He didn't play another game after Lawrence Taylor snapped his little leg. But every quarterback believes they can still play. Phillip Rivers doesn't win games with his legs. He wins with his mind. I would love to see Rivers play. And to be honest with you, I think Brady could come in and play better than Geno Smith if he were to put the Raider uniform on.
For sure.
But Tom Brady. I don't care right now about them. But Phillip Rivers, I'm such a big fan. I really hope that we're getting a note tomorrow saying Phillip Rivers has been signed by the Colts.
Me too. I really want it to happen. I love Phillip Rivers, but it was crazy when we got that news today. Do you guys have final thoughts before we get out of here?
Still undefeated on prime time. Harbaugh gets his win versus a playoff team. They chargered it, and then they reverse chargered it, and they won. And that's big time.
They did, man. It just feels different because we don't win games like this. The history of this organization, they don't win games like this. Come up big at the end. The fact it was Tony Jefferson is we're doing tongue-in-cheek. We've known Tony since Little League, like 8, 9, 10 years old we've known Tony. Josh was high school teammates with him. The fact that he came through, I even said to Josh during the game, is Tony active tonight? Because I wasn't sure where he was. And then to come through with the game-ending interception was icing on the cake. It was absolutely outstanding. That was a good team win. Before the game, we talked about the Chargers defensive backs could hold their own, and they did, man. They did basically the entire night, right? They had a bad play against A.J. Brown on one, but otherwise they held their own. I mean, they're the reason the Chargers are able to do what they did, keep everything in front, and make Jalen Hurts look as bad as he did. Hats off to the Chargers. This was a great team win, and, man, I love team sports for a reason, where everybody's important for you to get to your goal of winning that scoreboard. And tonight was exactly that. That was awesome. That was honestly, as we said, win of the year. This might be, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, it's the win, best win we've had since we've done this show, starting basically August of 2022. This was the best win.
100% agree. And us Charger fans, we deserve this. We've been through hell and back.
Damn right we do.
Two horrible playoff games. We get crapped on by other franchises. Chargers losing franchise for the most part. We all know that. But this is something that we deserve. We've dealt with this team. We've stuck with this team. And it was a fantastic win. The Chargers did something that we usually don't see them do. So we all deserve this win. And you guys deserve to be happy. Talk your ish the rest of the week. If you have any friends that are Broncos fans, talk trash to them. We're right behind them. Yeah, let them know.
That's it. I think you got another pay on here, Josh.
Okay, last one. John Solis, $5, says, Philip Rivers coming back. All them kids ain't so cheap. Laugh out loud. That'd be crazy. Chargers versus Colts AFC Championship with Rivers starting.
You think Rivers is coming back because he doesn't want to drive those kids to school? I always like when guys say I'm retiring because I want to spend more time with my kids, and they realize taking your kids to school five times a week sucks. It's overrated as hell. And he's like, dude, I got 8 million kids. You know how long it takes me to take these kids to school? I'm tired of making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I got to shake my ass to Indianapolis, get on a team.
Wait, you didn't like taking me to school?
Actually, I enjoyed
it. Oh, you liked that?
I did.
I don't believe it anymore.
That's fake news. That's fake news.
No, I did. Actually, it was the way my schedule worked out, I actually enjoyed it. It was either taking you or bringing you back. I don't know which one, but I did enjoy it. Everyone in the neighborhood knew who my dog was. I loved it. It was kind of cool.
All right, when are we back? On Wednesday? Or what day you guys want to do?
We're going back Thursday.
Thursday?
Get back on the schedule. Thursday, 1 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're good to go. Again, thanks everyone again for joining us. I know it's late, especially where Mario's at. It's 12 o'clock already. But again, if you're going to watch this thing on YouTube, you didn't stay and with us for the post game, leave your comments there. We'll answer your questions. You have anything, we'll be watching for Philip Rivers tomorrow. Don't get your feelings hurt when they don't give the Chargers credit and they're going to say it's all the Eagles and where do they go from here? F all those guys in the national media. I'll recommend stop watching those channels, okay? Stop watching all those channels that don't give your Chargers credit, because the Chargers deserve basically all the praise for what they did. They're now 9-4 on the season, and they take on the Chiefs in a really big game people should be talking about. Instead of the Chiefs possibly their season coming to an end, it should be where do the Chargers go from here? So you can't change that narrative. Either way, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is a big win. Chargers in overtime, 22-19 over the Philadelphia Eagles. For Mario Heron, Josh Pallet, I'm Dave Pallet. We'll see you Thursday, 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Hey, yeah, hey, it's the Boat Crew, and we always win it. Hey, go against us, I don't recommend it. Hey, it's the Boat Crew, best up in the business. It's the Boat Crew, repping for the city. Mackin' on and off the field like Khalil. They hate on us cause we keep it too real. I'm talking smack like Phil Rivers in the field. Oh, you mad again cause we kept it real?
Why you mad?
Hey, I'm talking smack, I feel like Uncle Dave. Hey, I bring the pain, I feel like Derwin James. I could run and gun, I feel like Urbo down the lane. I feel like LT the way I'm stiff arming these lanes. We just wanna win, we just wanna win, yeah. We just wanna win, we just wanna win, ay. Putting on for the city, putting on for the city. We just wanna win, we just wanna win, yeah.